This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. Marines have begun to pull back from their positions in Fallujah, indicating an end to their month-long siege of the Sunni-dominated city, that it might be over. Responsibility for security and for pursuing Iraqi insurgents in Fallujah is being turned over to former Iraqi army officers as part of a deal worked out yesterday. Some 1,000 Iraqi troops are being deployed in the city. The Marines, however, will remain in positions outside Fallujah. NPR's Philip Reeves is in Baghdad. The Marines have been struggling all month to find a solution to the crisis in Fallujah. What's going on?
Well, U.S. Marine commanders are saying that they have negotiated a tentative agreement under which they'll pull back from the city and hand over responsibility for pursuing the insurgents there to a new Iraqi militia, which is going to be headed by former Iraqi army officers. One report says that this will have a group of Marines assigned to it to act as a liaison with the U.S. military. The key issue, though, is exactly how concrete this is. When this news broke, it came from a Marine lieutenant colonel who spoke about it yesterday, and he sounded pretty firm at first, and then he later said some finer points are still having to be worked out. This morning there are reports, as you mentioned, of Marines pulling back from Fallujah, but we shouldn't rule out the possibility that they are repositioning. Witnesses, though, are talking about seeing Iraqi police taking to the streets of the city. The picture is complicated by the fact that the Pentagon and military sources in Baghdad have been indicating that an agreement hasn't actually yet finally been reached, so it's still unclear.
Well, if this plan is fully implemented, will it work?
Well, there are many unanswered questions about whether the plan will or will not work. It's unlikely, I think, at this stage to dispel questions about whether this force is adequately trained, about its willingness to fight other Iraqis. Although the U.S. military has often spoken about foreign fighters in Fallujah, Marine was quoted yesterday as saying that they're mostly Iraqis, or indeed the force's effectiveness as a fighting force. It remains to be seen whether the U.S. will, through this force, be any closer to what it says is its goal, which is to secure the handover of the people who killed four American security guards in Fallujah on the 31st of March and then mutilated the bodies, and also its goal of disarming the insurgents. They tried to do that earlier this month under a ceasefire plan. The weapons they were handed in were old and more or less useless and few in number.
Has Fallujah not become the very symbol of resistance to U.S. occupation?
Yes, it has. It's become a symbol of resistance throughout the Sunni Arab world, at any rate. When the U.S. offensive began earlier this month and news reports began to speak of hundreds of dead there, quoting Iraqi hospital officials, this caused a really very strong response amongst the general population. In Baghdad, you'll recall, people were going to the largest Sunni mosque with money and with gifts of food. I think when the history of this conflict is written, finally, it wouldn't be surprising if it concluded that this episode has played a part in widening the mood of nationalism and, on the ground, the general opposition to the occupation amongst the non-combatant majority. The fact also that several thousand fighters have held the city for weeks will doubtless be interpreted by the resistance itself as a triumph.
This is the last day of what's been the bloodiest month of the war in Iraq. Have there been additional casualties?
Well, we're hearing that two Ukrainian soldiers died yesterday. That brings the number of Ukrainian casualties to six. They apparently were attacked whilst on patrol some 40-odd miles south of Al-Qut. There are 1,600 Ukrainian troops here, and President Kuchma is saying that this attack won't alter his plans to stay. There's also a report with very few details of a Filipino civilian contractor who's apparently been killed in recent times here.
Earlier this week, CBS broadcast images of Iraqi prisoners being mistreated and humiliated in a Baghdad prison. Have those images been broadcast in Iraq?
The images have finally made it their way to Arab language TV stations today. You recall that six members of the US military are facing court-martial over alleged abuses of Iraqi prisoners at Abu Ghraib prison outside Baghdad. Now, pictures purporting to show these abuses have found their way onto the screens. They've been running this morning. One shows someone in a black robe with a hood standing on a box with what appear to be cables attached to either hand. There's another picture showing what seems to be a human pyramid of apparently naked prisoners with a woman looking on. Now, this can be expected to make a significant impact in this society. Things like this generally do draw quite a strong reaction from people.
NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad.